All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at GardenAmerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
For your Saturday morning, and for our friends on the East Coast, we say good afternoon to you, 6 minutes after the hour. Thank you so much as we broadcast from the iHeart Media Studios in San Diego, California. And again, we do encourage you to download the iHeart Radio app so you can listen to our podcast. Also on the newsletter, in the newsletter, John puts a link there that'll take you right to those podcasts. The last ones we did, or the last one we did, was last week, and it was on week's houseplants.
Houseplants.
Before that was seeds, but last week was houseplants. Should I put my Dracaena up on our Facebook page?
Speaking of houseplants. People would like to see it.
The one that gets absolutely no care or
the
water anymore.
Bending over
and
from the ceiling.
Keeps growing. John, did you know, I meant to mention this last hour, on this date, back in 1961, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Really?
On this date in 1961, so... Hmm. For those of you that know the story, there you go. And I know later on in this hour, John's going to talk about hyaluronic acid. So those are two things that I wanted to mention.
You know, prior to the break.
Yeah. We were talking about apple trees.
Step over.
But we were talking about some English landscaping techniques. One was ha-has.
Yeah.
Yes.
And but then we were talking about step-overs. And I think that I may have given the wrong impression. They're not in the middle of the walkway, but they bordered the walkway.
I thought it was the middle myself as well.
Yeah, yeah, and if you are on Facebook, Tiger put in a link, or you can Google yourself, Google images, and see what those step overs are like. But they're basically knee-high or below espaliered fruit trees.
Yeah.
Now, you saw pictures. Do you think it looks good?
It makes sense. It's imagine if you put a little border along your path, like a hedge,
okay,
you know, a small boxwood hedge or something. But I did mention, it seems like a lot of work. I mean, a little boxwood hedge or myrtle hedge, you have to trim, you have to hedge it, you know, continual growth. But after a while of hedging, it kind of stays that way. With apple trees or anything of that nature, they're always going to want to send out these branches, and you're going to have to just keep continuously training it, and there's a lot of cutting back on a yearly basis to keep it that way.
Especially if it's not an extra dwarf tree. You know, some of those dwarf apples that stay small, you might be able to do it, but if it's a regular one, I can imagine all the
pruning. Do you have a favorite hedge?
Like, in general, I do really like a large head, like a photinia, just because it has a uniqueness to it where it has the red foliage at the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes.
I think my favorite would be a hedge fund. What about you, John?
Oh, gosh.
I like Benson and hedges.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
I remember.
Thanks.
You know, I wanted to comment a little bit. Tiger had mentioned that he thought that those step-overs were a lot of work.
Right.
But in Europe, they take their gardening a lot more seriously than we do here in the U.S., And I remember the first time we went to England, and one of the people in our travel group asked the caretaker at this estate, how do you get your lawn to look like this? And the caretaker said, oh, there's nothing to it. You rolls it and you mows it.
You rolls it, then you mows it.
And you rolls it and you mows it. And after you've done that for 100 years, it looks just like this.
Well, I was going to say the other thing, and for the East Coast people, it would be fine. For us West Coast people, it's a little bit different, where they truly have a defined off season. And at that point in time, things stop growing. So, you know, if you have this step over of apple, it goes completely dormant. And it goes completely dormant for about 3 months,
Gonzo.
Maybe 4 months. It stops growing. It doesn't do anything. In Southern California or California, Arizona, you know, the western states, you have an apple tree. It stops growing for about 4 weeks.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, it's growing. So you have to keep trimming.
Well, especially some of those varieties like Anna.
Yeah.
Which has up to 3 crops in 1 year. You'll have fruit and flowers, yeah, and everything all at the same
all
time.
All the time. So.
Carolyn put a comment on Facebook, and I'm glad that we gave the explanation on the stepovers, because she said, thank you so much for that reminder, Brian, talking about refreshing the page. But then she says, it's also good to know that stepovers aren't meant to trip unobservant pedestrians.
Yeah, then it'd be called tripovers.
She goes, I was thinking unkind thoughts about Brits.
That's good. I like that. Yeah, you can be very entertaining on Facebook Live, on our page. Absolutely. Do we have any questions? How about Gmail, John? Anything going on there?
Gmail.
Yeah, your Gmail account. Not Gmail, your Garden America email. I'm sorry.
No, not a single.
Nobody has any questions for John Bagnasco.
No, the only ones I got on there were from Stephanie, who we had just talked to at Heirloom Roses. And she has already made the note to their shipping person to send a, because she served rose, to the auction.
Yeah. That's very cool.
So because she served, that's kind of a hard name, isn't
because
it?
Because she served.
Because she served. You know, there was another rose that came out this year called Rosie the Riveter. So maybe that's a theme for roses this year.
Rosie the Riveter, what, hard to pronounce roses?
No, women that have served.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
In the armed forces.
Can you say the sheik sixth sheep is sick?
I used to be able to do the Theophilus thistle. The thistle sifter, while sifting thousands of thistles, thrice thrust through the thick of his thumb, mm-hmm, 3 thistles.
I could probably do it if I could remember what you said, but I don't recall that.
To me, the toy boat one was always the hardest.
Toy boat.
Yeah. Toy boat is easy to say.
How about this one?
How
about Black Bug's Blood? There's another one for you. Anyway, we're getting off track, John. Yes, yeah, so that's going to be available at the auction coming up in October. Now, usually when we do these auctions the past several years, there's probably about maybe 35, 40 people in the room, maybe on the average, would you say? Because I'm trying to get an idea now. This is going to be huge.
You're talking about the live auction.
A live auction,
there's close to 100 people.
Is there really? Maybe, okay.
In the silent auction.
No, I'm talking about when we do the live auction.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but now we're going to be in a big hall. This is going to be huge.
Will be there. Well, not only that, you'll have people are attending the convention.
Right.
Since it's the National Convention for the American Rose Society, you have 350 to 400 people coming in from around the country.
Wow.
So I would imagine at least half of them will be in the auction. So you're probably looking at 200 plus.
Okay. I'll be on my game. I'll bring my A game.
Yeah, we need to film this because this will be you at your finest.
Don't put more pressure on him.
No, I film it.
Because you know what? He's going to show up like the way he's dressed today.
And terrible. Everything's going to clash.
Everything, he dressed in the dark. And
yeah, I did.
It was looking good at the time.
He really liked
the hat.
Yeah, I don't know what color
he was trying. He was trying to go with the hat, and then it just fell apart from that.
We got turquoise teal going on here and brown khaki. Nothing makes sense.
No, I think Tiger's description was perfect. You got dressed in the dark.
Yeah.
It is 14 minutes after the hour. Questions, comments, again, john@gardenamerica.com, our Facebook page, or call us at 855-424-9825, BizTalk Radio.
You know, when I went back to Michigan a couple weeks ago, I brought some tomatoes to my brother-in-law, my brother, and my niece.
Is Dave going to be able to grow these now?
Well, he's got them in containers, but we just got a note from his wife, Gabe, that they were up in northern Michigan, and I know the tomatoes are back down in southern Michigan, so I'm not sure who's minding the store while they're gone. Mm. But we did set up a little bit of a contest between the three of them to see whose tomatoes would be the first to produce a tomato.
Are they going to all keep them in pots?
No, I think my niece and my brother-in-law have them in the ground.
Okay.
But I talked to my sister last week, and she said that my niece was already panicking that her tomatoes were not doing well. So I don't know.
You know, not doing well means so many different things.
Right. Well, right now it looks like it's going to be between Dave and Paul to see who gets a tomato first.
Oh, and by the way, you asked about my dwarf tomato last week. There's a lot of green tomatoes on there.
Really? That's the super dwarfs.
Yep. And I had to put a cage around it. I'll take a picture and show you.
I need to take pictures of mine, too, because my tomatoes, especially the, I think the tomatoes I liked the least were the orange icicle. And I did plant a tomato 2 years ago that was one of the double grafts. It had black icicle and orange icicle on the same plant. Mm. And those are the tomatoes that are just loaded right now.
Interesting.
So, and you know, and they're all left over from last year. But I got to send you a picture because I don't think you'll believe how big they are.
It is break time once again. We are awaiting your questions, comments on Facebook Live or any other source that we offer you. One good example would be john@gardenamerica.com. 855-424-9825, broadcasting from the iHeartMedia studios in San Diego, California. Thank you so much for being right there. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. John Begnasco, we're going to step aside. Step aside, take a break.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer, proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958.
Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is Garden America. We thank you so much for being right there as we continue on your Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are. Open for business, open for questions at 855-424-9825, right there on Facebook Live, also john@gardenamerica.com.
So, do you want to mention something?
Well, I was just going to mention that during the break, you and I were talking about going to England, and that the 2 weeks that we're going to be gone, we obviously won't be doing a radio show,
but however,
we're planning on doing Facebook Live so that you can see what we've done and
see where you are and what's going on.
Yeah,
and if you planned it at about 4 o'clock Pacific time, that would give it 8 o'clock, 8 a.m.
Yeah, 8 a.m. here.
Here on the West Coast, and then you add 3 hours on the East Coast, so it works out.
But while we were talking about that, I mentioned to Tiger about maybe going to Kew Gardens, which I still have not been to.
Is that where James Bond's guy made all of his stuff?
Oh, that was good, Q. That was very good, Tiger.
John didn't.
John doesn't know how to respond to that.
No, I don't, because I was on track here. We were talking about the world's oldest potted plant.
You said
possibly being at Q. No, it was an Encephalartis altensteinii, which is a cycad that was brought from South Africa to the UK, and it was planted in 1775. Yeah. And it's still there at Kew Gardens.
It's still there.
1775.
In the same, that's Declaration of Independence time.
Wow.
1776. Okay, so the same pot, same everything, or what? Who knows?
I don't know if
don't
it's
know if the
same pot. I'm
Jeez.
Looking at the pot, and I'm sure the pot is new because it doesn't look like something that was built in 1775. It's a pretty large plant for being that old.
Are they supposed to live that long?
I'm not sure what kind of fertilizer they use. I think they put some HB101 on
it. That's what it is.
I think it's interesting. I'm on the Kew Gardens website right now, and their picture that you open up to is a bunch of poppies, and it's California poppies. In England, do they call them California poppies?
That's something that might surprise you when you get to England, is how many California natives are popular landscape plants.
But
like, ceanothus is everywhere, California lilacs.
But was it native there also?
No.
So they brought it over there?
Right.
And like this poppy.
California poppies.
They brought them from
California
over there?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, the weather's a little different between here and...
A little.
Sarcastically.
Well, that's similar to Northern California, though.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, many of the great plant hunters came from England.
Yeah, so they brought it all back there.
And they brought, just like the plant we were talking about here at Kew, came from South Africa. You know, in 1775, they had what was his name now? Nathan Ward. Built the first case for transporting plants on ships. And they were like enclosed terrariums. They're called Wardian cases.
To keep them alive for how many months it took to get there.
Right, exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah, it wasn't... It was very difficult to keep plants alive for long periods of time
sure.
while they were on ship. Remember
the Maine?
Captain Bligh. Captain Bligh with the breadfruit.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about there was two mutiny on the Bounty.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, the Bounty was, that whole story was moving breadfruit from wherever they were to Jamaica, I think, something like that. But... They had to dig up the trees and put them in pots and move them and water them, and it's not an easy thing.
Well, it amuses Tiger.
It does. Well, I wanted to introduce a topic that was hot this week for us, literally hot this week.
And the nursery, right?
Yeah, and okay. It's something that I want to introduce because I don't think John and Brian know too much about. You guys don't know. Definitely Brian knows nothing about, but... I've been
Go ahead.
I've been out on a few call-outs this week because our weather has changed, and this is happening for everyone across the board right now. We're transitioning into summer, and sometimes that takes place within a two-day period. Sometimes that takes place over a month. But a real popular device that was introduced to our gardening community for years now has been weather-based irrigation controllers. And basically, these are irrigation watering systems controllers that take the weather into factor as how much it should or should not be watering. So it kind of increases when temperatures,
sure.
you know, get hot, and it decreases when temperatures get cold. Along with this controller, though, it all depends on how it's set up. Because if you put this sensor in a shaded area, it's going to always read cooler than what it actually
right.
is.
It's not going to reflect the true weather.
Or if it got wet, it's going to dry out over a longer period of time than if it was in the sun.
Thinking it's raining. Yeah.
And it's a big problem right now as we transition because sometimes these controllers don't catch up to the weather.
Okay.
And so I've been gone out to a few properties this week where their irrigation system is dropped down. The plants aren't getting enough water. Lawns show it real quickly. Some new plants and shrubs also will start to show wilting real quickly. But they're like, oh, no, we haven't changed our watering, you know, or anything like that. It's like, well, no, the weather sensor changed it for you because it was misty and cool in the morning. That's when it took the reading to make sure that, you know, it adapted the watering system. And then it didn't realize that it got 90 in the afternoon.
Well, then doesn't that defeat the purpose? I mean, it's supposed to sense changes.
Right.
And so what it does is you're saying it sets itself up in the morning. Okay, this is how it's going to be the whole day, and it's not.
And that's a big problem with these controllers. So people need to know that if you have an irrigation controller, and Hunter provides one called SolarSync, Rainbird has one called Click. There's a ton at the box stores that connect to your smartphones nowadays and stuff like that, that during this time of year where there's these big transitions from
right.
cool to hot is when the time you have to watch it. It eventually catches up. It eventually will, you know, it takes a few weeks and it'll catch up and start to realize it's hot and yeah. it'll adapt. But right now it's a tough time.
It's a long time. It takes a couple of weeks to adapt. I would say it should be. Like within 30 minutes, it should know what's going on out there. John needs that kind of an app on his phone where he can monitor the watering.
John does not need that app on his phone. He would never be able to use it.
And actually start his watering on his phone.
That's what the Amazon Alexa's for.
Yeah, exactly. Alexa, please water the backyard.
What did you like that for your patio? Alexa, water the patio.
I would love that. That's good stuff.
I agree with Brian that it should happen within 30 minutes. They should be able to.
Otherwise, you're defeating the whole purpose, and it's actually, you could do a better job yourself.
They're working on artificial intelligence, and to have an app like that or a system that takes so long to adapt is like artificial ignorance or something.
Absolutely.
Like that.
I mean, to say that because it's misty and wet in the morning, this is how it's going to be all day, if somebody didn't think that through.
Well,
the sensor could be better, maybe more sensitive.
Well, it can, but like I said, it also has to do with the setup. So if you don't set it up properly or if you don't put the sensor in a proper location...
Operator error.
Exactly.
Can't you set it to sense later in the day rather than in the morning?
It takes settings throughout the day.
Oh, okay.
But it then resets when it gets wet.
Hey, when we come back, I've got an idea that I want to float to our audience.
Hey, that's great, John with a radio tease. When we come back, John is going to float an idea to you, our radio audience, on Garden America.
Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to Mission Hills Nursery.com for more info.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free.
Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
All right, 35 minutes after the hour, back here on Garden America. We do appreciate you tuning in. Thank you for watching us on Facebook. Your questions, your comments, still got the phone lines open, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, and, of course, right there on Facebook. So John gave us a tease prior to the break. Fill us in, give us the story so we can incorporate our listeners and viewers into what we're going to be doing, John.
Well, excuse me, one of our listeners, Bob, in Northern California, had a rhododendron come up from seed in his backyard. And he sent us a picture, and I think, Tiger, did you post that on Facebook?
It's there.
And what Bob was wondering is, he sent it to us thinking that, of course, we know everything there is to know.
You don't.
And wanted us, and we don't. He wanted us to possibly come up with a name for this rhododendron, the variety.
He didn't plant it. It just came up.
Just
it was
came
a volunteer.
Up from seed, right. And he lives close to the ocean up in Fortuna, California.
Okay.
And what we thought, in order to help Bob name that rhododendron, is Tiger's going to offer a prize for anyone who comes up with a name.
The winning name.
The winning name that Bob has to agree to. So
okay.
Bob's going to be the final judge. He'll pick the name. And if he does pick a name that someone sends in, what are they going to get, Tiger?
Tell them what they're going to win, Tiger.
For those of our longtime listeners, they'll know the DeWitt trowel that we love to promote here
right.
on the radio program is a wonderful steel hand trowel, but it has a better attribute of it that is less known, and it's a bottle opener.
It's also a bottle opener.
The trowel. That's a fun trowel to have.
But it's a very well-made trowel, we should mention.
That is true.
Yeah.
And we're going to give them a bottle of HB101.
HB101 and a special trowel.
If you come
up
wrong.
With the winning name that Bob agrees to.
Now, we'll probably run this for a couple weeks
because
I'll put the contest in the newsletter next week. But you can start getting your names in now.
And how are they to get their names in? What are they?
What they'll do is they'll just go right onto our Facebook page. I'll put the picture and the post pinned to the top of that page so they'll be able to see it. And in the comments section, they give their suggestion. And then from that information, we'll see who did the suggestion and we'll be able to go back to
it. Okay,
that.
Now you put it on our page. You didn't put it on the conversation page.
I'm going to load it onto the conversation page as well. But it'll be on our Facebook page.
Okay, so then give us your ideas on what to name it. And we'll do it for a couple of weeks. And then Bob will pick the one he likes. And then you're going to win that great trowel and HB101.
And if you can't figure out how to do that, because I have no idea what Tiger just said, I'm sure there's a few other people out there like me, you can just send me a note to john@gardenamerica.com.
Okay.
And I'll just pass that information on to Tiger.
We'll keep track of everything. So that's something fun we can do for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
What else? What else did we talk about during the break?
We were talking about your judgment on watering, on how modern irrigation controllers should be better.
They should be better, absolutely.
And then the thing I want to say, too, is that...
Doesn't that surprise you a little bit?
Yes and no, because like I said, a lot of it has to do with user error. So it's people not putting the sensor correctly, or it's people putting in wrong regions for their controller.
So you can probably, I assume, adjust the sensitivity on there.
Yeah.
And people are just not... You know, it's the same thing with cars now, with all the modern technology. You can adjust everything on a car. Sensitivity, if you have your auto lights on that stay on all the time, but you don't want them to go off every time you go into a bridge, you can adjust the sensor for that. And I think a lot of people are ignorant in terms of what some of this technology is capable of doing.
Yeah, and I think that the other issue that people have is when it comes to the style of watering. You know, Netafim is a real popular irrigation system now, and that's just basically where you have tubes that drip water out slowly. And they've been accustomed to watering their system for, you know, pop-up sprayers, which are basic lawn sprinklers, for 5-6 minutes and getting adequate water. Netafim needs to run for a minimum of 45 minutes to an hour to get the same volume of water in the area.
But it's because it's really slow.
It's really slow, and it's only dripping out, you know, a drip at a time. And so people need to recognize that and know, oh, I can't just run the system for 5 minutes. I need to run it for 45 minutes, an hour, whatever it is, to really soak it. Because they go out and they see the top layer of soil wet. Well, that doesn't mean it's wet a half an inch down,
right.
2 inches down.
If you stop watering, it's not going to keep going down into the soil.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, right now, good time of year, go out, check your irrigation system, make adjustments before you run into problems.
And learn about it. It does. I'm sure it comes with an instruction guide. Read it.
You've worked with Netafim before?
Yes.
And you know how to install it?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm
is this a trip to John's house?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm moving, so I don't need it now, but I have my whole irrigation system set up to use Netafim, but I don't know how to install it.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's a good thing you know somebody.
Like,
yeah.
I've got the the valves set up to go to pipes which are all over the property.
Right.
But I don't know how to connect the Netafim to it.
Yeah, and for instance, like with Netafim, you need a pressure regulator on the valve. So, because that helps keep the pressure consistent through the Netafim line, you know, where, you know, coming out of a valve, you can have 80 PSI coming out of your house, but for Netafim, you need to bring it down to 20 PSI to make sure it comes through those little drippers.
Does it depend on how long the Netafim is?
Yeah, like standard irrigation, you know, the farther you get away, the lower pressure you get, you need it down. But there's a max.
Can you make those as long as you want?
In theory, yes. You know, again, you have to, if you're only allowing 20 PSI to come out right away, though, you need to make sure you don't go over 1,000 feet. You know, if you go over 1,000 feet, you might have to jump up to 40 PSI to get that same reach for the Netafim system. It's key, though, for that pressure, because that pressure is where those little drippers are efficient. If you overpressurize the system, those drippers are going to either break down over time or not be what you're hoping, or they get clogged up real easy. So people don't always realize that you need to put that pressure regulator filter on the system, because those little holes that are allowing water to come out, they get clogged up real easy. And if it's clogged, it's not getting any water out, which is a big problem.
Ask your doctor if Netafim is right for you.
And if he says no, get another opinion.
Exactly.
Hey, Kathy was wondering about we were just speaking about rhododendrons and possibly coming up with a name for the one that Bob had come up in his yard from seed. And she was wondering about the lifespan of rhododendrons, because she has some that are a little bit older than 50 years.
Yeah, I think 51 years is about the...
No. Oh. When we were in Scotland, we saw rhododendrons that were well over 100 years old. So I don't think you have to worry about replacing those, Kathy.
It's going to keep on living.
I don't think I've ever seen rhododendrons as nice as the ones that I saw in Scotland. They were huge. You know, some were, I'm guessing, close to 20 feet
tall.
They
love the weather. The weather's perfect.
Yeah, the weather was perfect for them. I'm thinking that, you know, next year we're working on a tour to Alaska.
Alaska, yes.
An Alaskan cruise that'll have a pre-tour that starts in Victoria, and we're going to Butchart Gardens. And I'm thinking, I've never been to Butchart Gardens, but I'm thinking that's also got to be perfect rhododendron.
Yes. Just based on the climate and the weather.
Yeah.
Sure.
Of course, we'll be going in the summer, so it'll probably be too late to see rhododendrons blooming. But
yeah, you can start considering that right now, that trip Alaska cruise in 2019. And I have been on a cruise to Alaska before. It is unique and something that you're not going to want to miss. So put that in the back of your mind or someplace else.
You went a while back, though.
Yeah.
So they've changed some things. You're not allowed to harpoon your own whales anymore.
Well, I think it depends on where you are. I think there are some fjords that allow that.
Well, we won't be going to any of those. Hey, also, Dale on Facebook mentioned that his world's smallest tomatoes were blooming. And I'm not sure which one he's talking about, but the world's smallest tomato plant is one called Microtom.
Maybe he's being sarcastic, like telling us that they're not doing very well, or what?
Well, I don't know, because there is one called Microtom that doesn't get any bigger than about 6 inches and sets fruit at 6 inches
wow.
tall. I mean, that's... I mean,
it's a bonsai, is what
the whole
that is.
Thing is about the size of a softball, not much bigger than that.
It's a bonsai tomato plant, John.
Now, that's it is that. One that has been genetically modified. It's bioengineered.
Somebody messed with it. Somebody put a lab coat on, and all of a sudden they're an expert.
Well, I don't know about that. But
okay, it is break time. 45 minutes after the hour, one more segment. Can you hang with us? We'd love to have you right here with us as we continue right toward the top of the hour. It is a Saturday. Happy weekend. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. John at GardenAmerica.com. Still time for some questions. Also right there on Facebook Live or 855-424-9825. As we step aside again, last break and one more segment.
Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready-to-spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to Fertilome.com for more information.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Have you written a book and want to get it published?
Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095.
Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately.
Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at gardenamerica.com.
Okay, final segment, but a lot to get to. Questions, yeah. Comments, so let's get rolling. Tiger, go ahead.
So first we're going to address a listener by the name of Sue wrote on Facebook, looking for a screening vine, non-fragrant, and a privacy screen, and quick growing. So if you want something with flowers, and again, Sue, don't know where you're located, but I always like the trumpet vine. There's a red trumpet vine, and there's a purple trumpet vine. Distichus is one of the names that it goes by, and then I think there's another name, Bignonia.
Yeah, Bignonia was the old name, and
right.
it's recently been classified as Distichus.
Distichus. Yeah. So that's my suggestion for a quacky growing vine.
Yeah. If you want a recommendation from a quack, you just got one. Also, if she wants a non-flowering vine, you can use a lot of any type of ivy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's smaller ivies, larger ivies like Algerian ivy. Variegated ivies, creeping fig,
yeah, and all those are dense growing vines, so it's going to provide you the privacy, and they're quick to grow.
Right.
If you give us more information, Sue, on Facebook, we can get you a better defined
suggestion. We can narrow it down based on where you live.
And then we also have a listener by the name of Heidi who said, "I have an ambitious plan to grow various varieties of pumpkins. I am going to start my seeds this weekend. Is it too early? I'm in Santa Maria, California."
On the contrary.
Ooh, Heidi, you are almost too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely get them in this weekend. Start growing them. I mean, we're assuming you want these for October, so that's why we're saying, you know, you want to get them in now.
Well, she did say, is it too early? So, yeah, right. That's the assumption. Do it now.
Yeah.
She could have done it probably even in April, right? May?
Probably a little bit too cool for Santa Maria. Because pumpkins do like warm weather.
So, well, because of the heat there, then maybe it's perfect time to put them in because the heat will probably accelerate the growth, maybe?
Yeah. You can, once they come up, use things like HB101.
Oh, yeah.
To get them to grow a little bit quicker. But there's a lot of, it sounds to me like maybe she wants some unusual varieties of pumpkins like the Rouge Vaf de Tomf.
Say that again?
Rouge Vaf de Tomf. Which is the Cinderella pumpkin.
Red?
That's kind of orangey.
Orangey-red, that's right.
Orangey-red, but it looks like Cinderella's coach. It's called the Cinderella pumpkin.
Right.
And then there's the Galou de Cygne. My French is not...
Wow. Galou de Cygne?
Galou de Cygne, which is not really... My French is not good, but that's the... Is there a common name for it? The peanut pumpkin? It's like a pumpkin that you've glued styrofoam peanuts all over.
Oh, it's got all those,
warts?
Yeah. Like the warts on it. All over. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There's that. There's the Lady Godiva pumpkin.
Right, which is absolutely stripped bare naked, right?
No, but the seeds are naked. So there's no hull to the seed. So you can just eat the seeds whole.
Without cracking them open?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about that?
Wow.
So, and then, of course, there's Atlantic Giant if you try to grow the really big ones.
The giant pumpkins, they did need to be planted.
They need a long time.
In like Brian had mentioned, May,
yeah. Right.
You know, kind of a thing. If you're trying to grow a giant pumpkin, because they need a long time, even if it was cooler, you definitely wanted to start at that point in time.
Get them in the ground.
Because it could still grow for Santa Maria all the way through, but they would be more November when it would actually be up to its maximum size. So, yes, Heidi, get those pumpkins growing now. Get them started. Post pictures later on as you develop.
Yeah,
we'd love to see them, Heidi.
We always encourage people. Send us pictures. Email us, john@gardenamerica.com. Yeah. Whatever you've got growing or plan to grow or whatever's happening.
And then Sue did answer us back that she's in Allied Gardens that's here in San Diego County. So, Sue, you know, again, back to our suggestions. And Lenore had a great suggestion of a fruiting passion vine. Passiflora edulis is a very fast-growing and dense vine. Almost too fast, though. So be careful on that one because it'll take over an area real quick. And the other thing is that...
it will provide fruit.
And bugs.
But you've got to, you have to be prepared to have caterpillars.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, though? That vine grows so well, though, that even when caterpillars attack it, it's almost like you don't even notice it because it's growing so quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unlike the Asclepias right now that are being attacked by monarchs and it's down to sticks, even though that grows quickly, they devour that plant.
But you have to have caterpillars to enjoy butterflies.
That's true. By the way, Heidi's on it. She's going to plant. She's going to get those seeds going. Way to go, Heidi. We want to see the progress as well. And John says you need caterpillars for butterflies.
Absolutely.
That's your takeaway from today's show.
No way.
Really, John? Do you?
Yeah.
That whole thing when I was a kid, the whole cocoon thing, that whole metamorphosis was really interesting.
There's an area at Tosia's school right now that they have closed off because it's a butterfly garden, and they're all starting to form their chrysalis.
God, that's cool.
So all around this area on campus, they have just these chrysalises hanging all over the place, and the kids were freaking out. Obviously, it's exciting and fun to watch, but they had to rope it off so that way they would protect them from the kids
leave them alone.
Going in there and everything. And like you said, the kids just it is a miracle of life when it's a visual because you get to see it happen. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty neat.
Just like seeds are miracles, when you put something in the ground and it comes up. By the way, finished our harvest. All the lettuce, the cilantro, everything, ate it all up.
Oh, and you know what I wanted to mention? We sold 2 veggie pods at the nursery this weekend.
Oh, really?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nicely done. Well, you got whoever that is, they're going to, if they do it right, you almost can't go wrong.
Well, you're ready for another crop then, right?
Yes, I am.
Going to do...
What should I do?
Did you do lettuce?
Oh, yeah. Lettuce, spinach, cilantro, carrots those purple carrots that kind of came up. I didn't have much luck with carrots, I have to admit.
This is your second time you haven't had much luck with carrots,
right? He doesn't do well with carrots.
No, I don't. And
you're not patient enough.
No, you know what it is? I think I've got too many seeds and too many plants too close together. I think we need a little more room. So that's the third time around now. I'm going to go out of my way to make sure when I dig the trough, maybe not put as many seeds in and give them more space.
I wonder if you should put in a few bush beans.
Sure.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, because they only get to be, let's see what.
2 feet?
Yeah, about 2 feet
18 inches?
That would be the biggest thing in the veggie pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've got plenty of room for them.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you'd have fresh beans.
I'm doing it.
Beans and potatoes.
Oh, boy.
It's like one of the best meals you can have.
Thank you so much for joining us, Facebook viewers, those listening to us via streaming or your local radio station. Thank you so much. That is going to do it for this week's show. Don't forget to listen to our podcasts. John's got that link in the newsletter. Also, download the iHeartRadio app for that. For the entire crew, I want to thank you so much. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main, and the crew at BizTalk Radio. Till next week, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.